Good afternoon on a very warm Friday across eastern New York and western New England, and the heat and humidity will build over the weekend as we move from June to July. It's really going to feel very summer-like, with temperatures climbing well up into the 90s over the next several days. The humidity will come up as well, so we're talking about oppressive levels of humidity, and that means when you combine the heat and the humidity, we're going to have feels-like temperatures or heat index values that are up over 100 as we go through the weekend. It looks like Sunday will be the hotter weekend day, and that heat will continue at least into Monday, and probably we're still looking at temperatures above 90 degrees moving through a good chunk of next week. So we're going to line up several days in a row up above the 90 degree mark, so it's going to definitely be hot. We have a heat advisory up for much of our area that goes into effect tomorrow right through Monday. So in that stretch, certainly it's going to be very, very hot, and the humidity is going to make it feel even worse. One other thing to think about here is that the humidity is up, meaning that our overnight lows are going to be on the warm side as well. So when you factor that into the mix, it's definitely going to be a stretch of weather where it's going to be very difficult for those without air conditioning. So, you know, for a lot of us, we park in front of the air conditioner, we're able to cool down pretty well. But if you don't have air conditioning, you want to seek a place that does. So maybe a shopping mall, a local movie theater, those kinds of places are a great way to get out of the heat, allow yourself to cool down a little bit. And certainly if you know somebody who doesn't have air conditioning, maybe make your home available to that person or check up on them over the next several days. Because when you line up this many days of 90 plus heat with overnight lows in the 70s, certainly it can become dangerous to your health. And in terms of being outside, you want to limit your outdoor activities, especially during the warmest part of the day when we get heat like this. Be sure you drink plenty of water. A lot of common sense things, but certainly you want to be aware that heat-related illness can occur when it gets this hot. Now, we're looking at mainly quiet weather overall, though, in terms of any active thunderstorm activity. I will mention that tomorrow, into tomorrow night, there might be some thunderstorms across the North Country, and some of those could be on the severe side. So that's something else to keep on your radar, as it were, coming up during the day tomorrow. But otherwise, we're looking at mainly dry weather, just hot and humid weather over the next several days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with some areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of some afternoon thunderstorms, hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, mostly clear with some areas of fog, mild with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s, heat index near 100. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, warm, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, highs in the low to mid 90s, heat index near 100. Region-wide on Sunday, hazy, hotter, and more humid, highs in the 90s, maybe near 100, heat index over 100, and on Monday, hazy sunshine, continued hot and humid, highs in the 90s to near 100, heat index over 100. Stay cool this weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.